Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
On Friday, we debuted, each of us on the show, debuted our own character. Mm-hmm. And one of these characters is to become a character that's going to be on the show every week.
Or not.
Or maybe not.
Maybe someone just wins and someone loses.
No, this is to become a character on the show.
Okay. All right.
What, Kelly? What?
But what if they're all bad?
The thing was, they weren't bad.
Well, we were laughing more at the fact that we were humiliating ourselves,
right?
And it's kind of out of our element because, you know, the characters that we've had on the show in the past were kid creations for the most part. And so, you know, there's a hole in the show.
There's a hole in the show.
So we're trying to fill it.
So we're going to fill it with our own characters because that's what Kid would have wanted.
So it's going to take four people to fill that hole.
And normally you'd have concrete to fill a hole, but we're going to use asphalt, maybe just some little squishy stuff.
And he used to do that. Kid would email us. He would email us and he would say, hey, think of a character and email me and maybe we'll do it on the show.
Yeah.
Most of the time we didn't do it. This time we did each do a character.
And now JC was really motivated about this whole thing. And I was out of town a little bit last week at the beginning of the week. So I came back and I was kind of hoping I missed it. And then I find out, you know, basically the night before we were going to do this. And JC was so amped.
No.
You were so excited about it. And then once it came down to it, we were all like, what are we doing?
I was actually regretting it saying on the radio that one day I mentioned it.
That's not the impression Jenna got, JC.
I said I was nervous the entire week for doing it, and it showed because coming in at number 5 so far in the voting, which will be open all day long today, was my character, Chester, the 5-year-old kid whose mom drops him off outside and he comes in here and asks us questions.
Okay.
Here's a little clip of Chester.
Hey, Big Al.
Yeah.
Why did you have a naked boy in your bar?
Oh, that was Shannon, Chester.
Why?
Because we were having a contest.
Why don't you have a good contest?
Well, I'll get right on that, Chester.
On what?
It's a figure of speech, Chester.
Why?
Oh.
Oh, God. It's just a figure of speech.
Why did she show her butt?
To shock people.
Yeah. Did you hear what her butt said?
What?
Breakfast rules.
So there's Chester.
Yeah, there's that.
In last place. I thought it was funny.
JC's just cracking up listening to it.
I thought it wasn't funny when I was doing it, but it was not that, was not hilarious. But coming at number 4 was the character Jenna came up with.
Are you serious?
I don't even want to say.
I thought that would have done better than
Jenna decided to be my stomach or JC's
abs.
JC's abs.
Here's JC's abs.
Oh, I really miss kids. One ab.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, JC.
Hey.
Hey.
Where do you hide your abs, bro?
that wasn't even funny.
Hey, you want to make me a new special drink at your bar?
Sure.
It's called a Jack and Tan.
Jack and Tan. All right.
It's where you slam a shot of Jack Daniels and then you go for a quick tan. Guess what day it is, guys? What day is it? What day?
Friday.
Leg day, bro.
Well done,
that's
Jenna.
Funny. It made me laugh again.
No, it's leg day, bro.
That's funny.
And then at number 3 so far in the voting, which you could do at kidnation.com, was Kelly's character, Patsy.
I'm surprised.
The girl at the office who nobody invites anywhere.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought everybody knows that chick in the office, right?
Yeah, everybody has that.
In this office, it's me. I'll just be honest.
And here's a clip of Patsy.
I've just been waiting for you guys to invite me to go sing karaoke because I heard, everybody from the show goes and does karaoke, and I've been waiting.
Well, there's several bars in town that do it.
And I heard June, Al, you're having a big party next June, right? Yeah, karaoke party next June.
There's a party in June?
Yeah, next June, yeah.
Oh. It's going to be huge.
Mark it down.
Am I going to get, the company email? Because I'm on the email list.
I don't have a computer, personally.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Just text Al or something. Yeah.
Oh, Al, can I get your phone number so I can text you later?
You know what?
Oh, we got to go. We're coming back.
Phone.
Yeah. Now, because everybody has a number, which is weird.
See how funny that was?
That's good, Kelly. Everybody has a Patsy in their
everybody
office.
Everybody has a Patsy.
Yeah.
Shockingly in at number 2 right now. Or not
shockingly?
So.
Shockingly?
It's actually pretty hilarious. Shannon Murphy came up with a character.
What?
Yeah, you're in second, Shannon. You're killing it.
I think she's more upset that who came in number 1. What?
Don't feel bad, Shannon. It's okay.
Shannon, now come on.
There is a scandal.
A lisping booster box? That is funny.
It was
and
funny.
There's so much potential.
I mean, listen to this magical comedy moment, gold here.
I just sit here and try and carry on with my besties. Gift box.
Gift box.
Litter box.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And boom box. And then you got music box over there playing all those happy songs over and over.
Why does booster box have a list?
How many boxes can she name? Let's see. How many boxes did you name, Shannon?
Yeah, I mean, that's
she named a lot of boxes.
I have a continued script for Booster Box.
Oh, you already got it set up?
This character lives on.
Well, I like that,
and
Shannon.
And I'm prepared for that.
So you're just not going to lose?
No, I'm not going to lose. Even if I have to do it for myself, I will.
Mm. Well, I appreciate you doing a skit about Box. And coming in at number one, there's a scandal revolving this.
Yeah,
and
I don't know what the scandal is.
We will listen to Big Al's character, LeGrant.
LeGrant.
So the black guy who sounds white but is trying to act black.
Right.
Here is LeGrant.
What's up, yo? Peep this out, guys. Hey, break out the umbrellas. I'm about to make it rain blackness up in this mother. High five.
Oh, I won't leave you hanging. Oh,
high five. As I cruise through the valley, rubbing on jubs, I pull out my 9-iron from my set of golf clubs. Then I roll to the crib, shop for stuff online. I'm Amazon Prime. My credit's $8.99. It's dropping next week, yo. High five.
Oh, that was it? That's
stupid. It.
That's it right there.
That's it.
Interesting. Who is the character or the person on Saturday Night Live that we don't think is very funny?
Keenan.
Yes.
No idea.
Keenan.
Keenan Thompson.
Okay.
That's it. I remember it now. I know where this is going.
Our crack research team here at Kid Craddock in the Morning has actually seen a bit that Keenan did, I think maybe last year.
Huh.
And here's Keenan Thompson on Saturday Night Live.
Here with some insight is Corey, the one black guy in every commercial.
Hey, Seth, high five.
How are you, Corey?
Awesome, man. This year I was in 14 commercials, and I was also the one black guy in a college brochure.
Oh, that's great. That's really cool. What have you been up to lately?
Oh, so much. Just came back from Venice Beach, where I was playing some drums on the top of a Pringles can with some friends, just messing around. Then I went to this awesome party where I was the DJ. Yeah. I put a Dr. Pepper can on the middle of the turntable, and I was just like, wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. Everybody loved it. High five, man.
Alaric Mack.
So what are y'all trying to say?
You are a thief, and I win.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
You're saying that you and Keenan have the same comedic mind.
I guess so. I'm
to the high five.
What am I home on Saturday night? I don't watch Saturday night. I mean, I've seen it every once in a while, but I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I've never seen that.
Random out of the blue. High five.
I got that from a guy that I met with not too long ago, and that's what he does.
Yeah, was his name Keenan Thompson?
No. he's like, you know, when he says something and he thinks it's halfway funny, he'll just raise his hand up. He goes, high five. You know, or sometimes he just raises his hand up. He doesn't say high five, but he does, you know, sometimes. That's where I got it from. That's exactly where I got it from.
Voting is still open at kidnation.com, and if you choose to vote,
you could vote for you could vote for one of the four originals, or you could vote for
your conscience. Al has proven that he is a cheating liar in the past.
No, you just made
almost every
winning
relationship he has been in. He is lying. He stole it. He cheated. He didn't. Booster Box is original.
That's for sure.
Sorry about
you. And you know what? Nobody will ever steal it. I did not steal that.
Oh, yeah.
I was not even inspired by that.
Yeah, Shaggy, it wasn't me.
If I had been inspired by that, I would tell you I was inspired by that. I've never seen that before.
Gosh, you're being like Lady Gaga right now.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I'm being falsely accused.
You stole me $50, by the way.
That's not falsely accused. That's
evidence. I'm being falsely accused. Well, I'm being accused. I'm being falsely convicted. No justice, no peace. I need to protest.
It's up to the voters.
You're innocent until proven guilty,
I'm getting me a sign, and I'm going to march really, really slow around the entrance.
Okay, it's time to move on to our flashback bit of the day real quick.
Justice, no peace.
Speaking of characters, one of the most popular voices on the show was Poulad Sanj. Poulad Sanj.
Mm-hmm.
Kid was the voice of Kelly Raspberry's pretend son. And this was actually when little Poo Poo went to the first day of school. It's the teacher test.
A mommy test.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning test. Flashback.
We now join Poulat Sange, and Mommy Kelly in the car on their way to the first day of school.
Mommy?
Yes, darling.
Do I gotta go?
Yeah, I'm afraid you do.
I'm too little.
No, you're a big boy now.
Do I gotta stay there all day?
I'm afraid so, darling.
What about lunch? Do I get to eat lunch?
Yes, I packed you this lovely lunch right here.
I don't want your crappy food.
I don't even know what it is yet.
I'm hungry now, Mommy.
Well, go ahead.
I'm hungry now.
You just ate breakfast.
You call that breakfast?
Dang.
What was it? I don't even know what we had this morning.
Some leftover donut that you brought back from the station.
Mm-hmm. Well, those were good. They were free.
Is a teacher going to hit me?
Why would she hit you?
Daddy says sometimes the teachers would hit him.
Teachers aren't allowed to hit.
Well, he said hit on him. Is that the same as hitting him?
I have to have a talk with your dad.
Do I gotta stay at school all day?
Only until 3 o'clock, honey, and then I'll be back to pick you up.
But I have to eat lunch there?
Yes, and here's your lunch.
It's lunch at Hooters like Daddy does.
Well, I'll get you some wings to go, and you can bring those to school tomorrow.
Would the teacher hit me?
No, the teacher's not going to hit
you. What if I do this? Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah.
I don't... Well, I can have Who Can Be Quiet Longest game here with you, Kid Craddock.
Mommy?
Yes, darling?
How can you drive me to school in the morning when you have to be on the radio in the morning? It's just the one time?
No, because Kid fired me.
No.
When I had you, because Kid's a very mean man and he wouldn't let me bring you to work with me, so he fired me.
So you're only driving me for the first day? Kid's so nice he let you off work one day so you could drive me to school?
Completely fired me.
I wish Kid was my daddy.
He fired me and now I have no health insurance or benefits. So you are not allowed to get sick.
Who's going to drive me every other day, Mommy? Is Daddy going to drive me? I like riding with Daddy.
Daddy has his karate school that he's working,
honey. He turns the radio up really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Back in black! I want to be back! I love that song.
Yeah, that's AC/DC, isn't it?
Sometimes he lets me drive.
No, he does not.
He does. He gets in the back seat.
No, he does not.
He lets me drive the car.
No, he does not.
He's in there with that lady.
I've told you about telling stories.
He only does it when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've told you about making up these stories, Pulaski.
Oh, my God.
Mommy?
Hmm.
How come when you're driving, you don't give out your phone number?
Oh, God.
Mommy?
Hmm.
Can I bring Hellboy Stonehand to school with me?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I brought it. It's in my backpack. Oh. Hellboy Stonehand! Hellboy Stonehand!
Uh-huh.
I strangled the teacher. Hellboy Stonehand!
All right, I think we'll have to take that out of the backpack before you go into class, honey.
And I love you, Mommy.
Love you, too.
And that concludes today's episode of The Mommy Test.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You know what I like about award shows?
What? Mm.
You come in the next day after watching them, and you could think, like, Al and I thought the VMAs last night were actually one of the better ones that they've had in the last recent years.
Yeah.
But our producer said that was the worst one he's ever seen.
He goes, it's garbage.
It just...
I wouldn't say it was one of the worst. It was one of the more interesting ones. At least it gives us a lot of stuff to talk about. I remember last year was a snooze fest.
But this
year... Tell me one thing that happened last year.
I can't remember.
Yeah, and even if it's not good, it used to be good based on the performances, but there were some good ones. I just feel like as long as you're talking about it,
right,
that's what matters.
I mean, they have their formula. You need a little bit of drama. You need that whoa performance, which we had that. We had the drama with One Direction and Taylor Swift. We had the Justin Timberlake reunion with NSYNC.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of everything that made the show pretty good.
It kind of like a Kanye moment every once in a while. Even though as bad as that was when he went up on stage,
right?
I would like to to have something like that.
And then I disagree with you guys.
Make it cringe.
You know?
You like it to run smoothly?
I love Kanye.
Oh,
you know, I think we just all disagree on stuff. Well, let's run through some of it in case you missed the show last night.
The show kicked off with Lady Gaga in a weird costume.
With a box on her head.
Extreme close-up of her. She sang her latest single, Applause. Formula was cool. She had costume changes throughout the entire thing and finished it off in a thong.
Yeah, I was really surprised how she got those wigs to stay on her head.
Yeah.
And that was some serious Velcro.
Yeah.
But she starts off, I seriously thought she was looking up through a toilet bowl. It looked like she was wearing a toilet seat on
her face. I didn't recognize her at first.
I'm trying to think, what is Lady Gaga trying to tell me? Because this is art. This is art.
It is art.
And she's singing to me from the bottom of my toilet seat is what I thought.
I'm not, you know, I've never been a huge fan of her music, but at least she puts a lot of thought and effort into her performance.
It's art pop.
And nude, not the color nude, is the new black.
Honey.
What is going on?
Her body was awesome. She's making up for all those times we made fun of her when she gained a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
She was, I mean,
she looks fierce. Ridiculous.
Beyond fierce.
She stayed in that thong the entire time.
I don't blame her, except she's sitting with that bare butt on those seats
exactly.
at that stadium.
So you're going to get up.
Know
it's,
what
it's sitting down
there.
Naked. It's
that's
not
the
a flattering
that's bad.
Position.
No, because then you get up and you got red butt.
Yeah, and your stomach.
Those little indentions and stuff.
You think some of her monster fans would be scraping her DNA off the seat after she left? I'm serious. It's that bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, you know, she left some. She left a little residue.
And the big, the first drama moment of the show happened when One Direction went up to present an award.
See, now, I missed this.
I did, too.
I mean, I saw them come out, but I didn't catch the boos. Apparently, they were being booed. And it was so bad that Lady Gaga got up and walked out. And then I saw somebody sent me video of her backstage saying, I got up and walked out because I don't tolerate that.
They got booed later on in the show when they won their award.
Well, they got booed apparently at the very beginning or something. I don't know. And she walked out.
So yeah, they got up to present?
They got up to present. And I mean, it's just them presenting. But it panned over to Taylor Swift in the middle of them presenting. And she was mouthing...
STF.
Shut the up.
Really?
Yeah, they were
little
saying,
catty there, Taylor
they were
Swift.
Saying something about we've heard Brooklyn fans are the best fans in the world, and she looks over at Selena and says, shut the blank up.
Oh, wow.
It was very blatant. She needs to be more careful. She needs to be more careful.
They kind of looked like Mean Girls when they were doing this. It didn't look like Taylor Swift. The old
well, you
Taylor
know what?
Swift was sitting
you
there having
remember.
Fun.
She is still a 20-something-year-old girl. That's what 20-something-year-old girls do.
Yeah.
She's not above being a girl.
She sees that camera sitting right there. She knows it's going to go to her. She knows it's there.
I'm actually happy that she said something that was kind of controversial. I'm tired of her being just so lily white and clean and sparkly.
Yeah.
But then that was followed up with the whoa moment of the show. Started off with fake Miley Cyrus.
Miley, I'm really loving your new look.
That's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool to be here at the VMAs because I'm like sticking out my tongue a lot and stuff like that and like dancing with teddy bears and stuff like that. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. Well, speaking of pretty cool, ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
I love the way she corrects herself
Robin
and says it wrong again.
Miley Cyrus!
Ladies
and gentlemen, I mean gentlemen.
She was nervous. It happens.
She started a movie with George Clooney, and now she's nervous.
Gentlemen.
Well, it's different when you're in front of a bunch of people, and a lot of them are super famous.
From the moment
Miley
she walked out with that tongue jutted out of her mouth, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
She comes out of a giant teddy bear wearing a furry
she looked like
bear leotard.
She looked like she was dressed up like one of those backpacks that you put on your kids with a leash.
But it's on the front instead of the back. She can't keep her tongue in her mouth. She can't keep her hands off her privates.
It was just
really,
raunchy.
It takes a lot to shock me, and it was just—it's raunchy just to be raunchy. That's my—that's my issue. I was telling our makeup artist this morning. You remember when Britney came out in the nude bodysuit, and it was so risque? I mean, Britney used to be the way she would dress. She kind of started that, or even Madonna. But
yeah, but she didn't need to do that nonsense. No, she came out, she took off her clothes, and she kept dancing, and it was just part of it.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. There was a dance there, a choreographed dance. Miley's just twerking and sticking her tongue out and bending over
and motorboating butts.
Oh my god!
I don't know why that gets. She didn't like make contact with the butt.
Kelly, she
her
was.
Her face did not touch.
She
that
was
butt.
An inch away from that woman's butt.
And that's the thing that shocks you the most about that.
Well, we were 10 seconds into her
did
performance.
You see what she was doing
yeah, I saw
her,
what she was doing, but
she takes Robin, off the skimpy leotard, and Robin Thicke walks out, and so she does a duet of Blurred Lines with the song of the summer,
and ruins it.
I mean, I don't know if people are going to get mad at this, but we were talking about it in the studio. If you're going to wear what you were wearing, Miley Cyrus,
you need to do some lunges.
Make sure you don't have grandma butt going on.
That's on a nude latex nude bra and little boy short underwear.
And it did very unflattering things to her bottom as she was marching across the stage.
It was pushing her butt down to where it looked like her butt was sagging down to her.
If you didn't know who that was, I would think it was just someone that escaped from a mental institution and got up on stage.
Well, and then stopped by the strip club on the
road. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I like some dirty, but that's just... It's not even nasty. It's just...
It's not cute. It's not funny. Yeah. I haven't seen... I want to hear one person defend what that was.
No, you can't.
Was she on ecstasy or something?
You can't put that out there. I don't know.
She was extremely touchy-feely with Robin Thicke.
She put that foam mouth in her... A foam finger in her mouth. I wouldn't... Ugh.
She motorboated a butt. That's the worst.
Those are your guys' issues, yeah.
Come on.
A foam finger? If I was Robin Thicke's wife and she was sitting there in that audience, I would have yanked her off that stage by that knot on the top of her head. She looked ridiculous. She's touching her husband's mess down there. Yeah. That was obscene.
So you think
obscene.
Do you think she called Billy Ray Cyrus after that performance and asked her, hey, how'd you think I did, Dad? Pretty cool.
No. Didn't you say her mom was in the front and gave her a standing ovation?
I missed that part.
I'm so proud of my little girl. Hey, she's making her millions. So
that's the only way she's getting paid.
The funniest part, I think, about this is now the next day seeing the screenshots people are posting of celebrities in the audience mm-hmm. when Miley started doing this routine. There is a frozen snapshot of Will Smith
and his kids,
Jaden and Willow.
Horrified.
And their mouths are wide open. They just have a look of horror, like they just saw a murder on stage or something.
No, it wasn't a look of horror. It was a look of horror.
Yeah,
it was horror. He's got to take his kids home and say, you know what? You don't have to do that.
Believe me, I think that was a lesson to every little up-and-coming pop star of what not to do. It was stupid.
Like,
it was obscene to be obscene.
Yeah, I want to look like a whore.
I mean, did anybody think out there in the world that Miley Cyrus did a good job? Because
I haven't seen one positive comment, except for, I think Robin Thicke tweeted something afterwards about how that was awesome or something. But
of
Robin
course, she thought it was awesome. She was humping on him.
In fact, she just read the book, Whoring for Dummies.
If you really thought Miley Cyrus did an amazing job,
anybody can defend that.
Call us and don't do it as a joke.
She's acting out. That's all that it is.
No.
She was so vanilla clean.
No,
and now she finally has a chance to do something
to
shock the world.
You know what? Selena Gomez is showing that she can be a young lady, and she's still a little bit provocative.
With that
she'll
dress
wear a sexy
she was
slit.
Yes. Beautiful.
But she's not rubbing her crotch.
It's like,
you know,
it's like
ridiculous.
People who go to like Catholic school or whatever. You know, you get this goodness ingrained in your head so much that when you finally have your chance
to
break out and do what you want to do.
Don't do it on national television.
Make it big. You're talking about her.
I'm telling you, nobody had a worse night than Billy Ray Cyrus last
You're
night.
Talking
nobody.
About her right now. So she accomplished her mission.
Which was what?
To get you to talk about
for
her.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
More attention. She's acting. That's all that it is.
And I'm sick of that tongue. I want to shove that tongue back in her mouth.
The two most successful chicks right now that are under 25 singers, I guess, would be Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus right now. And they're polar opposites.
Rihanna. She's trying to be Rihanna, but
Selena Gomez
not doing it right.
I mean, there's a lot of...
Miley's trying to be Rihanna, not doing it right.
Let's do a good performance.
Yes.
And here's the thing. They bleeped out Molly last night.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
You should have blurred Miley Cyrus entirely.
Dancing with Molly, they bleeped that word out. And they played that on the radio, but they... MTV?
Because she was saying Dancing with Miley. That's what she kept claiming. That's
No, but she's come out now, and it is Dancing with Molly. But MTV, that's their standard, is they bleep out Molly.
I guess.
And they left the rest of that nonsense?
Well, they let Jimmy Fallon say the D word later on the show.
I know I sound like a mom right now.
No, it was way over the line. And I'm fine with the things being risque if there's talent involved. You can get away with it, you know, if you're, like, doing a full dance
routine. It's a catchy song. It really is. I mean... It's that whole vibe of it. I like it, but she's just ruined it for me.
Remember when Kanye West said he was never going to go to the VMAs again? He was there last night.
First performance, Coast North.
Yeah. And apparently he's still in hiding because you could not see Kanye during his performance.
He says Molly. We were talking over it. He says Molly in his song, and I don't think they bleeped it because he said when you took your first Molly.
But it started up on a close-up of Kanye's face, and then it was just him... Dancing with the lights off.
This is my
in front
favorite
of some trees.
Song. The Split on the Leaves song is my favorite song on the album.
Well, I learned on Chris
that
Kanye considers himself to be more of a visual artist, and that's what he was doing. He was giving you
something.
And it wasn't it was artsy. It was like deeper meaning. It was a tree that they used to, some southern tree that was for lynching in the South way back in the day, like a very iconic tree. So he's trying to send a message out.
It was
I don't
just a tree.
What that message is. No.
Right, more trees.
Well, the blood on the leaves.
No, it was a whole message.
We'll put some blood on the leaves because there's no blood on those leaves. It's just leaves on the ground. Just plain old brown leaves on the ground.
That's a symbolic tree. Yeah, it's a symbolic tree, a very particular tree they used to, back in slave days. It's a bad tree.
Oh,
it's a bad tree.
Yeah, lynch tree.
Oh, get a good tree. I'll put the bad tree
up. You know what? I don't know. I love Kanye. I love Kanye.
Don't even have a conversation with them about something intelligent.
What?
What would you with you?
You're going to make a joke about blood on the leaves and lynching trees? Seriously?
Yeah, don't put that one up. Put it like a nice tree up there.
The whole point of the song is about the black people that were killed back in the day. Their blood is on the leaves. Whose blood do you think is on the leaves?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
I wanted to smile.
Exactly.
I want happiness.
And like his new slaves. That's his whole message. Well, anyways, I love Kanye. I think he's just great and genius. I don't know why.
Hey, I liked him better after the Chris interview, so points scored for him there.
That was the first time he was genuine.
Yeah, I think he's crazy, but I think he's
first
brilliant.
Time I've ever seen him interviewed, I think, that I can recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time he was supposed to be on our show, and he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm. He blew us off.
And for the first time that I can remember, Taylor Swift won an award, and she didn't have Oh My God face.
Oh, do we have her speech?
She's finally, we have her speech.
She's very mature.
She's very mature, and she did a pretty good job with it until she
threw somebody into the bus.
Yeah.
The Moon Man for Best Female goes to Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God, thank you. Wow. I'm such a huge fan of yours. You know, I want to thank the fans because I tweeted about this a lot. Huh. I really, really wanted this, and thank you so much for doing this for me. I feel really lucky because I have both the video director, Anthony Mandler, and my co-star, Reeve Carney, here
Very
tonight,
mature.
And I'm so happy that they're here. And this is just awesome. I also want to thank the person who inspired this song, who knows exactly who he is, because now I got one of these. Thank you so much!
And it cut straight to Harry Styles in the audience.
Wow.
But that's not who the song is about. They just decided to pick on him.
Harry was just so cool. Every time they cut the camera to him, he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's over it.
He's not over it. He's just cool.
Because he's living the best life ever right now.
He's over her. Yeah.
That's the thing is girls sit around and they stew over it. Yeah. And they're like, shut the blank up. And he's like, whatever.
Okay. He's moved on.
He's over it.
Got something else. Moved on. Greener pastures, baby.
And then Justin Timberlake.
But did you get her voice? I saw Jenna's.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
She become very. Eventually, she's going to become Tina Turner. She's just heading in that direction.
Since now she's 20 and wants to look 50, when she's 50, is she going to go back to 20?
Oof. I mean, she's just, I don't know.
Have the surgery. Just,
I mean, she's got the hair looking
I know. She looks like she's.
She talks like she's 40.
Like she looks like somebody's grandmother.
She's one of those cigarettes on the long filter.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling. I'm Taylor Swift.
She wants an Oscar. That's what she's
it's
going
ridiculous.
For.
Ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, I liked her better. I like that much better.
If she could do a little tone down of the oh my gosh,
it's got to be a happy balance.
Right. But she can't hit that first. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, buddy.
He is the Michael Jackson of our generation.
Yeah. And that was a full on concert.
He proved that last night. He did 20 straight minutes.
Jenna, did you see this part? He likes him some thick-legged girls.
His dancers.
You wait.
Yeah.
These women came out with no pants on. And I got to give them credit. There wasn't a jiggle in their legs. But those are the thickest legs.
Yeah, because Jessica Biel's picking his backup dancers now that he's married.
Oh, those
if you notice, all the women are older.
Yeah.
They were. I'm serious. Some of those women were like in their 40s that were dancing for him.
Well, I think he's had the same crew since he started.
I'm serious. I think they have been with him. You know, I'm sure he has to have an entourage around that he really trusts. But some of those women were older. It was kind of.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last week when Joey Fatone was out in the streets of New York and they asked him if NSYNC was going to reunite? He said this.
I just got in here. I'm actually going to be going to Staten Island. My cousin is turning 40, which it's a surprise 40 on Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm going to be going to her birthday party.
I'm sure that's
Saturday.
Not all you're in town for, though.
No, that's not all I'm in town for.
Will you
visiting
be at the VMAs
family?
On Sunday?
No.
Not even attending?
People, no. Why the hell would I attend? As far as I know, I haven't gotten a phone call or anything.
All right, so I'm going to ask the
time. Just like his wedding. Yeah. I didn't get the phone call for the invite.
There you go. Well, I'm going to ask the question one more time anyway, man.
Go ahead.
Will you guys be performing with Justin at the VMAs?
No.
No. And you will not be attending the VMAs?
No, I'm not.
Well, explain this, Joey.
Yeah, please.
And explain why Joey Fatone was out of breath 2 seconds into it.
Yeah, they need to have oxygen.
It's like,
it's almost like a professional soccer star that went back to play with all his high school buddies that haven't been doing anything for years. They're so out of shape and out of rhythm.
Oh, poor, I'll tell you, poor JC. He did not want, not you, JC, JC Chazet. He did not want to let it go. Justin literally threw them a bone. He's like,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, you asked for it. You think this is what you want, but you don't. You hear him the whole time he's walking there. You asked for it. I'm going to let you have it.
Here it is.
You asked for it.
I'm telling you.
This is what you got.
30 seconds.
A bunch of overweight guys who can't, you know, get into dance rehearsal with me for 5 minutes. This is what you're going to get. That's basically the subtext of what he's saying.
30 seconds. Of the 20 minutes that Justin was out there, he gave NSYNC a 20
seconds. Maybe 20 seconds. And then that was it. And poor JC, when it was over, he didn't want to let it go. He's like, baby, wait.
Yeah, that was
baby.
His audition.
We're not done
my
yet.
Solo?
We're not done yet.
Painful.
And the thing is, you could see it when they were performing, because Justin just looked so relaxed and he was just doing it. And those guys just, they looked stiff. I just felt so, I was so excited for this performance, and then I was like, what happened to my boys?
They had to walk back over to the little platform and sing back down the stage. It was so sad.
And JC was taking his time. He was like,
done with that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like they're on the side of the stage saying, you want to come back out? One more time?
What happened to bye, bye, bye? We didn't even get the bye, bye, bye.
They did the pump thing. Tired.
They didn't do that thing.
No, they didn't do the bye, bye, bye wave.
They didn't do the snap.
No.
Oh, it was just, my heart sank. I'm like, this makes me old.
I was like, that's
you know?
It? I just kept saying, is that it?
I mean, if you blinked, you missed it.
Yeah.
It was that fast.
How much grunting do you think that those guys are doing this morning, waking up trying to get out of bed? They're so sore from the 30 seconds of performing. They're like, oh.
They're like, Justin, how do you do this every night?
And Justin, when they gave him that video, when Jimmy finally gave him the award, he wasn't even winded.
No, he was fine.
He was sweating.
He could have done another hour.
It was unbelievable.
If you would have just put an ISO mic on Joey Fatone throughout their performance, it would have just been.
And they cut over to One Direction during that performance, and they're all thinking, oh, my God.
Oh, we can't.
That's going to be us.
Guys, we're never getting back together, guys.
Harry Styles is Justin Timberlake, and we're the rest of them.
Right. And my girlfriend, as soon as they got done, she goes, we are going to Justin Timberlake.
Oh, man.
And the rest of them, man.
Here's Justin Timberlake accepting the MJ Vanguard Award.
I don't deserve this award, but I'm not going to give it back. I'm taking this home.
He did 20 minutes and he talked like this.
Every video director that I had the fortune of working with, I owe this award to you. My manager, Johnny, my folks. But most of all, half of the Moon Men that I've ever won, I won with those four guys right there.
What are their names again?
Those four.
Yeah. Scott.
Those four guys over there that are out of
above
breath.
Above all else, I'm going to share that. We can keep it at my house, but I'm going to share this award with them. This is truly an honor. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you that. He is incredible.
He is.
Really? I don't care. He has, I kind of have to give him a break. He has been very guarded, and he blew us off a couple times, but you just can't take away from his talent.
I mean, he turned into the celebrity that you always think. They get really famous,
right,
and then kind of forget everyone else, but he's so talented.
He still has that charisma.
He sink a little bone.
I think they didn't want very that bone after they performed.
I mean, I almost think it would have been better if they hadn't performed, so we'd all be mad about what could have been instead of being slapped with the reality of
what is. I built it up so much. I got so excited.
You know,
when I saw NSYNC tweet, mic check, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they even opened the Twitter account just for this. They opened a Twitter. They're not going to do another album. They're not going to tour. They opened a Twitter account for this one
just
moment.
For one.
And that's it.
30 seconds.
Not even.
And it's bye, bye, bye.
I honestly got excited. I'm a 30-year-old man. I got excited about NSYNC. And I was disappointed. I don't care. I was excited.
Got 11 for trying, I guess.
They tried. One Direction got booed. when they won a Song of the Summer.
Well, that's legitimate booing, because it shouldn't have been, because it should have been Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
But because NSYNC has the fan base,
yeah.
Robin Thicke's fans are not going to sit there and dial till their fingernails wear
You're
off.
Right. That,
but we should know.
They're not.
Because I almost fell off my couch.
Lady Gaga was so upset, she actually got up and walked out.
While when they were
booed. Yeah. I just want to tell you that you deserve every bit of success that you have. And don't you dare let those people boo you. And I put that booing in my own show, because I wanted to make a comment about that, and that's so... I want to leave right now. I don't even want to stay anymore. Because I don't want to be in a room where people will be like... You deserve.
Do you think they were just so excited to have won that they didn't even hear the boos? And they're like, wait, we got booed?
Honestly, I didn't hear the boos.
I did.
I was shocked. I might have been doing something else. But I get why people booed. It didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense
that they won that award. And I'm a One Direction fan. Please don't be sending me death threats. I love Harry Styles. I truly do. But they didn't deserve that
award.
Well,
do we not have a Song of the Summer for like the younger girls, the teen girls that are going into high school and all that, and middle school? That's their Song of the Summer, and maybe for the adults?
Blurred Lines was definitely the Song of the Summer.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And everybody knows that. But booing them, that wasn't necessary.
Well, you know what? When we talk to Harry tomorrow on the phone, we'll ask him if he was surprised about winning.
People tuning in now are like, when is Harry coming on? We were supposed to be talking to Harry actually a few minutes ago, but because of the MTV Awards, the VMAs, whatever, and the after parties, he's postponed it. So
tomorrow.
We're going to be talking to him tomorrow.
Hopefully.
If he blows us off then, I'll be singing a different Harry tune.
Then we'll still obsess over him.
He's cute.
And how about Drake going up there and singing Started From the Bottom? You say started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. But you're on stage by yourself, Drake.
See, that's the thing.
I don't get that.
After everything, all the spectacle, and then to just stand there by yourself, it was a big letdown.
You know who was not enjoying that performance was Rihanna.
See her face.
And that was okay.
It was okay. It was just
eh.
Katy Perry, the close of the show just really... really let me down.
Oh, wait before we get to the closer of the show, Al.
JC's order of things.
Don't you ever,
sorry,
sir, skip over this gentleman right here.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
You're getting a little too excited, JC. I know this is your song, Kelly.
Changed my life. This song has changed my life.
I mean, Kinsey and I were watching this, and she goes, do you want to go to a bed now?
I'm
want to
serious.
Go to sleep? We could have... The show should have ended with Bruno Mars.
It should have.
Amen.
He's so good.
He should have finished that performance.
I need a bone finger right now.
No. Ellie.
Oh, my God.
He should have finished that performance and just said, thank you. I mean, you're welcome.
Kelly.
Kelly's
biting. I can't help
She's
it.
Kelly.
I'm like getting flushed. Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know. He's 5 foot nothing. Oh, Lord. I'm spitting.
You're what?
I tell you, I went to his concert. I had never heard Gorilla in my life. And he ended with that same exact performance he did on MTV. That's how he closes his show.
Yeah.
I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, my God. What am I witnessing?
Well, I told you.
What am I am witnessing. This was like a moment. I have never experienced.
Because he told me.
Oh, okay. When Gavin Rossdale was doing that girl with the guitar, that was another moment. But this was like maybe even better than that.
Bruno himself said, are you staying for the show? When I got to talk to him that one day when he was in town for his concert. Yeah. And he said, are you staying for the show? And I said, I can't. I got a kid and I got to go to sleep. And he goes, man, you got to stay for the end of the show. I'm telling you. We close it out with a bang. Literally.
And did you
bang,
stay?
Bang,
bang. Bang,
bang. No, I didn't stay, but Kelly came in the next morning, and she would not shut up about Gorilla.
I couldn't shut up. And I went online trying to find the video, and what people have done is they've taken, one guy took a lot of clips of that performance. People are videoing it, so he smashed them all together.
Yeah.
So it looks like a live concert performance. I don't think he's done a video yet for it.
I don't
Maybe
think
it's
so
in
either.
The works.
But it's the next single, so we'll get a video soon.
He doesn't need to. It'd be a waste of money.
I watched it because Kelly told me, and when I watched it, I was sweating.
I'm telling you.
I mean, that was, whoa.
It'll change your life.
Are you guys just doing drugs or something?
No.
I don't know about?
I feel like I
mean, this guy.
I can't believe you haven't had a physical reaction to this song.
I feel like I've just had sex with Kelly. I mean, after
save that.
You know what? There's children you know what? Going to school.
They're going to,
there's a way to say things
first
a little
day
bit
of school,
more.
Children.
There's a little bit think way to say things a little bit more thinly
I'm
veiled.
I'm just saying the way that you respond and you react to this song, you just. Wow.
I'm telling you.
I think that's how most women react to the song.
You are cold to the core if you don't have a physical reaction to that song.
It is. That was the performance of the night.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I mean,
you
Justin
what.
Timberlake, yeah, he was cool. Man, Bruno.
All right.
I have a dude crush on that guy.
I mean, he should be giving us, I was told JC, he should be giving us a percentage of sales on that song. How many people have tweeted you and said, I've downloaded that song because of us talking about it?
Thousands divided by 100.
I'm going to at Bruno Mars and tell him that. Give me a piece of that action.
Mm. You don't want money. You want him.
Even trail.
So after Bruno performs, how would you like to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Have to go up in front of everybody.
That? What was that, Joe?
I don't know. Here's Joe. Don John.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, the moment we have all been waiting for. The biggest award of the night. The video of the year.
And he did it the whole time. It's like, why am I talking like this?
Damn, this place is big. All right. Here are the nominees. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Juan's Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake Mirrors. Bruno Mars Locked Out of Heaven. Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell.
Oh,
Blurred
yeah.
Lines. Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were Trouble.
Justin won.
And then he came up and mocked him.
Yeah, he did.
Justin mocked him because that was so ridiculous.
He had to. So Justin won.
And here's the thing. I know we're running late. Okay, so Katy Perry closes out the show. They've been building up all night that for the first time ever, Katy's going to perform the biggest hit of her career. How do they already know that?
It just came out.
It just came out, number one. Is she a time traveler or something, and she's been to the future? I don't understand how they could keep saying, coming up, for the first time ever, Katy Perry's going to perform the biggest hit of her career.
Maybe and projected?
I guess if they tell us enough, it'll be true.
Well, she performed Roar. You could listen to that on her album, because she just lip-synced.
I was impressed that she jumped rope without tripping, to be honest. That was the most impressive part.
I was actually hoping that she would mess up the jump rope.
It was...
Because I'm jealous of people that can do that.
It was very anticlimactic,
it was.
I would say that.
They should have closed it off with Bruno Mars.
The bridge was pretty in the background.
Homeless people pee under there.
They do.
I mean, she's performing under a bridge.
Well, she wanted to perform on the bridge, but they couldn't get a permit to do that, so she had to perform next to it. It's the truth.
Couldn't get her under the bridge permit?
But she couldn't get on the bridge.
On the bridge
they
permit.
Wouldn't let her. I guess they had to shut down the bridge. They're like, no.
You're
I know you're
who?
Katy Perry.
Well, you got to solve
the biggest hit of your career, but no.
You got to solve the riddle from the troll to get on the bridge.
That was a big letdown. They should have ended with Gorilla and just smoke a cigarette and go to bed. Honey. Right. That was it.
It should have been it.
I felt
good.
Hey, you guys need to walk out of here and take a break.
Right? I need to go smoke a cigarette now.
I need
the first
my
one
gosh.
Of my life.
I
the
do.
Potluck ISD goes back to school, and Rhonda is pretty emotional about it. Find out why when Rhonda calls the show next.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We'll be playing Match Game in about 15 minutes, and the Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in 30 minutes, but I think we have Rhonda on hold real quick. Yep, we do.
That music means Rhonda.
Rhonda is here.
From Potluck, Texas.
Hello there, Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Hey. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey, there's Rhonda from Potluck, Texas.
Hey, Rhonda from Potluck.
I'm calling from the payphone down the corner from my youngin' school.
Okay.
Yep. It's an emotional day for old Rhonda.
Oh, really?
I got all choked up and teary-eyed dropping off my youngest at the schoolhouse this morning. They're all so young and full of hope. Great big empty minds just waiting to be filled up with learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, world, I bequeath to you today my little Soleil Moon.
What?
My sweet Jeff Gordon.
Mm. Oh, good.
My precious Dusty Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
my angel, Raven Simone, My big boned Brooke Hogan.
Oh, man, Rhonda.
My troublemaker Farrah Abraham. I cannot get that child to keep on her crisp little white dress to save my life. She gonna be the death of me, I tell you, King Craddock in the morning.
You can just call
How
us guys if you want.
How many kids is Rhonda have?
I got me a handful of that Farrah Abraham right there.
Yeah, you
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a minute, King Craddock in the morning.
Okay.
Raven Simone, what are you doing back here? Get your tail back up to that schoolhouse. What? Oh, I forgot to give you lunch money, huh? Well, here, take my will work for food sign, and use it until I get off the phone. Just go stand over there on the corner and hold it up high and look hungry. But stay where Mama can see you. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine.
In the morning.
Things
are tough. Where was I?
Assisting your kids.
Getting these kids off to school this morning, it was a real tearjerker, I tell you.
Really?
What happened?
Well, I try to look on the bright side of things. I got more me time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I finally have time to boil up enough kettles of water so I can take myself a hot bath. And I can finally sit down in front of the TV to watch The View and eat my turkey pot pie in peace.
Yeah.
Now, I miss that Elizabeth Hasselbeck something awful, but I do love me some Whoopi, don't you, Kid Craddock, in the morning?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Love Whoopi.
And that Jenny McCarthy they're bringing on, well, she's just a little spitfire, ain't she?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
What?
Oh, I love secrets.
I ain't even told my other youngins yet, but me and my husband, Earl, he's my common-law husband, Earl, we got us another little bun cooking in the oven.
Another one?
Oh, wow.
Now, what do you think about this for a baby name? Tell me what you think. Whoopi McCarthy. That's killing two birds with one rock right there, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is.
But I got another couple weeks to think up the perfect name before this little one pops out. Yep, I've almost gone a full 9 months without my other youngins figuring out I'm expecting.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Well, when they asked me about my swelled up belly, I just told them I'm constipated. Oh. That stops all the questions right there.
You're just going to show up with a baby?
Boy, are they going to be surprised when I finally go to the bathroom and come out with a brand new brother or sister.
Wow. Deliver right there.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, Kid Craddock, in the morning.
Okay, we will.
Raven Simone, you tell that man to take his happy meal and stick it where the sun don't shine. We only accept cold, hard cash. Oh, I gotta go, Kid Craddock, in the morning.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, see you later.
Rhonda, everybody.
Wow. First day of school. How does she get all of her kids?
Oh, that's just a loving mother right there.
A bus or something.
They're struggling. It's good they're having another one.
Yeah.
It's exciting news.
I think Earl needs to put a snip snip there.
Who are you to tell them what's perfect for them?
Very true, JC.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just love bringing love into the world.
Yeah, like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. Like,
well, they adopt out.
And they can feed them.
And they actually got money.
They can afford to feed them, yeah.
They're all eating. Sounds like it to me.
Yeah.
So you're defending Rhonda and having...
Sure. Just go out there and spread it around and make as many as you can.
And that's how you end up like Big Al Mac.
That's your before school tip from Big Al Mac, children. We're going to play a nice little game of match game next.
All right.
So we'd like you to call us up, 800-KID-LIVE.
YouTube contestants, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take call number 13 and 19.
Got it.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly's all-time favorite game. We didn't play it for a while because... Kid didn't like it.
Certain people didn't care for it.
But we like it a lot. So we're going to go ahead.
Game shows and hosting game shows.
Right.
But bringing in Nick.
Yeah. Our
trusty host.
Yeah, we have a host for our game show. Our game show that's played by morning show hosts. It's fine, though.
No, we don't have a... Nick's... our host mic doesn't work.
It's not.
Why don't you use mine?
Yeah, you could share with Jenna.
Come on.
Since we only talk once in a while. Nope, still not working.
There it is.
There we go.
Announcer Nick.
Hola.
What's
Hola.
Up, buddy?
Are we ready to play the match game?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm excited to play the match game. Do we have contestants on the line?
Oh, well, yeah, we do, Kelly. Let's say hello to Kelly Brooke. Oh, actually, Kelly Brooke Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing, Brooke?
Brooke Kelly or Kelly Brooke?
Hello, it's Brooke. Hi.
Yeah,
Brooke.
You have two first names.
I know. But it works for me, so I mean, I go with it.
You married with children, anything like that?
Nope, not married, no children.
Well, just playing for yourself, then good.
Free flying, yep.
And our next contestant is Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're having phone difficulties.
Has Christine already forfeited?
No.
Oh, there she is. I hear something.
Good morning, guys.
All right. Hi. Good morning, Christine. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm married for 3 years and no children.
All right, there you go. Married versus single.
Oh, so you're still happily married.
Very happily married.
Good. Yeah, good. You guys know the rules of the games?
Yes.
Well, okay. Just for those playing at home, what we do is our lovely announcer, Nick, will pose a question, but leaving one word blank. The celebrities, that would be us, we get to be the celebrities, we write down our answers, and we all ding in, and that's when our contestant gives the answer. So don't give your answer until after all the celebrities have dinged in.
Yeah.
Got it?
The one with the most matches wins at the end. You win $100 from what I understand.
They're ready.
I just went out on a limb on that one.
All right, let's do it. What's our first question?
Okay, so Brooke, this is going to be your question, all right? Okay, here we go, guys.
You speak up, Brooke.
Speak up and be excited, all right?
You're not winning game show contestant points, Brooke.
All right, guys. Kelly was robbed, but she's so relieved. The thief took all of her money, but he left blank.
Oh.
Her Target card.
Well, no, baby. You got to wait till we ding in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to answer now. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, Target card is off the table. Yeah. You'll have to think of something else, but hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Ding.
Anyone else?
Ding.
Ding. Ding.
Ding.
All right.
Okay, we're ready. Okay, so Brooke. Kelly was robbed. She's so relieved. The thief took all of her money, but he left behind her blank. What do you say?
Left behind her kid.
Her what?
Her kid.
Emma Kelly.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a good pick.
All right, let's go around the room. Kelly?
Well, I said the thief left behind my 20% off Bed Bath & Beyond coupon.
Oh.
Al?
Bruno Mars' Gorilla DVD.
Oh, well played. Yeah, if you listen, you know that.
Yeah.
JC?
Kelly and I were thinking the same thing. Her 10 Bed Bath & Beyond 20% off
coupon.
There
you go. Oh, that would have been a good answer.
Yeah.
I said a gift card to the 99-cent store.
Oh, wow. Mm. Sorry, no matches.
Sorry.
No matches, babe. But on this show, on this game, it doesn't mean that you've lost.
No, you're still in it.
Yeah.
Okay, Christine, this is your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. JC hasn't been getting much sleep lately. He's so tired, he accidentally put blank into his protein shake.
Oh.
Blank into his protein shake.
Okay.
Ding.
Ding.
I don't like that you guys ding so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Ding.
Ding.
Okay, we're ready. Christine, JC hasn't been getting much sleep lately. He's so tired, he accidentally put blank into his protein shake. What do you say?
Did JC put baby formula in his protein shake?
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's go around the room. Kelly?
I said JC accidentally put carbs.
I eat carbs.
Like the devil.
All right, Big Al.
Bean pie, Chuck.
Bean pie. Yeah. No match.
Never gets old.
Why? Because I'm Mexican?
Hey, Chuck, I said JC accidentally put breast milk into his protein shake. Mm.
Oh. As did I, Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Cause
breast milk, not the same as formula.
Truth be told, I have done that.
It's still 0-0.
Still 0-0.
So much sugar.
Wow. Tight game.
All right.
Game.
Brooke, we go back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Jenna must have run out of Old Spice because she's really starting to sweat. I just saw her mopping up her armpits with blank.
These aren't true scenarios necessarily, by the way.
Ding.
Wow, quick.
Ding.
Ding.
All right.
Okay. We're on Brooke, right?
Yep.
Brooke. Jenna ran out of Old Spice, and she's really starting to sweat. I just saw her mopping up her pits with blank.
Jeez.
What's your answer, Brooke?
What do you say, Brooke?
Mopping up her pits with...
I'm with you.
Come on.
5 seconds. Something.
Say something.
One Direction shirt.
Okay.
A One Direction t-shirt. Okay.
Kelly?
I said Jenna mopped up her pits with her side boob.
Well played, Kelly.
Chuck.
Big Al.
She just took the one and wiped both pits. They're that floppy.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I can't wait to leave this show.
I said that Jenna was mopping up her pits with Kelly's weave.
I said, with the dirty underwear Al left in the bathroom.
Ew.
Yeah, you might want to take that home, really, Al.
Yeah, that's gross. JC and I are thinking alike because I said I used, in this hypothetical situation, because I've never used anything to wipe up my pits. That's why I got Botox in my armpits. But I said I used my backup underwear in my purse.
There you go.
Always carry,
would have been the
always
answer.
Carry a backup pair.
No match.
Gosh, still zero to zero.
Zero to zero still.
So all she needs is one match, and she
one
can
match.
Win the game.
Yep. That's right. Okay, Christine, we go to you. I think Big Al is getting ready to pop the question.
Oh, are you?
Because I just saw him buy a blank.
Oh.
Ding.
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 All right, ding.
Okay, Christine, Big Al, maybe popping the question soon.
No. Oh, no.
We just saw him
Al's answer.
Blank.
Great.
We'll wait to get to Al's answer first. But first, let's go to Christine. What's your answer?
Did Big Al go buy a park bench?
Good answer.
Yeah. Wow.
Well played.
Good answer.
Kelly,
good answer.
Let's go with you first.
Well, Chuck, I wrote... A build a park bench kit.
Whoa. Nice job.
And that's a match.
And Chuck, I wrote a bench as well.
We have bench too.
And Chuck,
JC,
I wrote a cheap park bench that will get stolen 10 minutes later.
Wow, is this going to be a sweep?
And yeah, I wrote.
Al, what did you write down?
Chuck? Can you repeat the question, Chuck?
Sure. I think Big Al is getting ready to pop the question because I just saw him buy a.
I put hooker, Chuck. So no match here.
No match there, but
clearly.
God.
So that's what you do when you're ready to pop the question?
Just for comedic purposes. That's comedic purposes.
Well, we did get a match.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah, we do have a winner.
We got three matches. That's all you needed.
We got a hooker and a winner.
Way to go, Christine.
Yay. Kelly.
Tell Christine what she's won.
Well, somebody's writing Christine a check for $100, but it ain't me. Congratulations.
$100, girl.
And Brooke, we'll send you a T-shirt or something.
Yeah. Or something.
A pat on the butt and a copy of the home game.
Al, are you really going to propose?
Hey, we got some serious conversating to be had.
All right, we'll do that next. No, we won't do it next.
No, we're going to do that tomorrow.
We'll do it sometime.
Al.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.